on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
But his teeth are fake. They're so white. It's like a joke. Like he's a cartoon character. I mean, he thinks. You have to look in the mirror. Everybody.
Microphones are on.
What?
The microphones are on.
Okay, we got to get a light or something over here on my side.
Yeah,
a red light says on air. Mic hot or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anybody's name, did I?
Yeah, I think you did this time.
No. You just said mic hot.
You know what? That's pretty good. Every once in a while, you're funny. You are funny.
Ugh, I am through with working. Working is for chumps.
Son, I'm proud of you. I was twice your age before I figured that out.
I agree with Homer. That's good advice. Working is for chumps. That's why we chose not to work. The three of us chose to do this.
That's right.
Instead of working.
You can call us chumps if you want.
Actually, not kidding. Manischewitz. All right, who did those commercials? Who was the spokesman for Manischewitz? He said, "Man, and Dan, you should know this.
Wow.
You certainly should know this.
Manischewitz.
I'll try to do it in his voice. Manischewitz.
Oh, Sammy Davis.
That's right, Sammy Davis Jr. I dig that Manischewitz. My impression of Sammy Davis is my impression of Dan doing Sammy Davis Jr.
I like that. And my impression is Billy Crystal doing Sammy Davis.
Yes. I dig that Manischewitz.
Yeah, I dig your cats, man.
I dig your cats. Oh, boy. Glad you're all with us. Welcome. Gather around. It's the large morning show in the afternoon, the best radio show this radio station has to offer. And that's not really saying it's that good. I'm just saying it's like the best show this station has to offer. I'm sure that the date, April 12th, has some significance because every day there's a calendar they put out. And it shows you that, like, today is National Hair Party.
Grilled Cheese Day.
Yeah, National Grilled Cheese
Day. No, it really is today.
Are
it
you
is?
Serious?
Yes, I saw that.
I love grilled cheese.
I do, too.
All right, how do you like grilled cheese? Here's mine. Lightly toasted, not burnt toast. Lightly toasted, a little bit of Miracle Whip. And either has to be American cheese. You don't want any other cheese.
I like American or put some cheddar on there. But I like my bread.
Cheddar doesn't melt well, though. No, that's the one issue I have with cheddar cheese.
I went in a restaurant one time and they had it was a 5-cheese grilled cheese sandwich.
Cheese.
That's right, 5 cheeses. And I got to tell you, it was fantastic. But you need that little bit of Miracle Whip is different than mayonnaise.
Yes.
Miracle Whip is better than mayonnaise.
Sweeter. Oh, way better.
Mayonnaise is bitter. Yeah. So you do Miracle Whip. Melted cheese.
That's one I've never tried on grilled cheese, though, because I like Miracle Whip. I've never
tried it. Spread a little Miracle Whip.
My go-to sandwich, well, I've mentioned this before, but pretty much every day in high school, I had the same thing. It was on, like, that split-top wheat bread. I can't remember who used to make that. There was, like, one loaf, like Love and Fresh or something. It was like Love
and
Fresh.
It was like butter or something.
Yes, and it was that with Miracle Whip and Buttig chicken.
Carl Buttig.
Yes.
I can't believe you said this. This came up last night. I'm talking with my son, and I said, because now he has a son, and I said, do you remember how many tons of Carl Buttig ham we went through?
We bought
Carl Buttig, those little packets hanging on a hook in the store. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you want a great ham sandwich, I don't know anything about their turkey or any others, but their ham, it's so thinly sliced you can see through. It's like shredded.
Yes.
You make a ham sandwich with Carl Buttig ham.
Yeah, I can't remember what it said on the, front of the package. It was something like chopped, pressed.
Yes.
They gave all what they did to the meat to get.
We used to use the Buttig beef and make it was SH on a shingle. You would make like a gravy. type of a white gravy, almost like biscuits and gravy type. Mm-hmm. And you put the put that in there and then dump it over some toast.
You're talking. Oh, man. And the army term is SH on a shingle.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Hey, Peon, pull up Google Carl Buddy. Now, here's a guy, if he's alive, he's got to be worth a fortune. Every grocery store, you know what it's like? It's like Tom's and Planters. Those vending machines, Tom's Peanuts. Who is Tom? There has to be a Carl Buttig, and either he or his family they got to be worth a tremendous amount of money. The Carl Buttig, what's another name like that where you see it and you never think, wow, they got like almost
there's
a monopoly.
Not really a wicked,
there had to be a Carl Buttig.
Yeah, but there's not a Wikipedia page. The only thing they have on the Buttig website, they have our story, but it doesn't really give
a history.
You know, and I don't particularly like it, that Tabasco sauce. I saw CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes did a story on the family that owns, they make all of the Tabasco sauce in the world. There's only one Tabasco sauce, and that's Tabasco. And they make it all.
I don't like it either.
I'm not wild about it.
No.
But it's a huge business. So to many, today, April 12th, is, and it'll be the talk of the town. You run into people today, hey, did you know it's National Grilled Cheese Day?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah, just said that. Yeah, except I had the date wrong.
Yeah.
Had everything right.
Today is also Library Workers Day.
Greg McGee. Happy Library Workers Day. Greg is the head librarian for all of Granite City, the Granite City Public Library.
Wow.
Greg McGee is the head librarian. And I went to school with Greg McGee. He went on to be successful as a librarian, and I'm here.
And Terry Thompson, who goes on our trip.
Terry Thompson. Happy Head Librarian Day. Is it Head Librarian Day or just Librarian Day?
Library Workers Day.
Hmm.
And why do you think it is that at some point, when somebody kind of dressed down, they said, looks like a librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
I don't think back in school you were allowed to distract students from studying by being hot or by dressing hot. You could be hot, but you better tone it down.
I think it was a job mostly, though, from what I remember when I was a kid, that older women would have.
Yes.
I
never in all of my school days went into the library and checked out a book, and behind the counter was somebody who looked like Penelope Cruz. Never.
No. It was neat when we went to the Museum of Transportation a couple weeks ago. They had a bookmobile.
Oh, I love
inside the
bookmobile.
Building. I don't know if that was a thing.
Never went in. Well, I remember,
did you
but I
have
never went
one
in.
When
no, I hated reading and studying, so I never went in.
Oh,
yes,
I
we had bookmobiles.
You had them, though.
Yes.
And they had one you could walk inside, and it was neat. It had like a, because I vaguely remember it from when I was a kid, but it had like a desk in there.
Yeah.
It was it was neat to see.
Yeah, whenever I'd see the bookmobile, I'd run the other way. Where's the ice cream truck? I don't care about the bookmobile.
I think the bookmobile still goes around.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
and who stops it and who goes in? My goodness, you've got the internet, you got it on your phone. Who would flag down the bookmobile?
It goes to elementary schools, I think. That's about it.
And who are the people that put everything online? Somebody had to sit down and load all this. Who does that? Who are those people?
Well, isn't there
Al Gore hired him? I don't know.
Well, he started the internet.
He invented the internet.
He sure did.
There's in their process where, like, the Library of Congress or something is digitizing most of,
a bunch of somebodies, don't they have to, with a keyboard, enter or scan or something that to put it in there? You can't just, you know, magically look at it and go, ooh, jump on the internet. A lot of people had to do that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I was just going to finish the days real quick. Okay. Today is also Be Kind to Lawyers Day.
Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman, have a great day, mister. Scott will be in tomorrow for me and Thursday for me.
Be kind to lawyers.
And then I think, yeah, I know, it sounds weird. I think this kind of run of issues that I've been dealing with is going to really settle down, and I'll be back to my normal, grueling four-day-a-week schedule after tomorrow and Thursday. So happy Lawyer's Day, Scott.
And Licorice Day.
And by the way, also to Greg White.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Lawyer's Day.
Yeah.
I hate licorice.
Well, I can't stand it.
I don't know who eats that and enjoys that as a candy.
And anybody that says they like it, they're lying.
The black licorice?
Yes.
Well, that's
real,
the only... Yeah.
There's only one licorice.
Yeah.
When people have a cherry Swizzler and they go, it's licorice. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
you'll look on the package. It doesn't say licorice anywhere on there.
No, somebody
started
that.
Red Twist. But I think that licorice is that anise plant, or it tastes like...
It should be
like
called anise.
It does
anise
taste plant. Like, yes.
I don't know what anise tastes like, but I think it tastes like licorice.
That's what Jägerbomb tastes like, right?
Yes, kind of that a is a licorice flavor.
It's also what is ouzo, that Greek thing? Doesn't that taste
licorice?
That is
licorice flavored as well, yeah.
And by the way, it's not licorice, everybody. It's licorice, even though it's ICE. You're supposed to say licorice. Yeah, it's horrible. Mm. It's horrible. What else do you have?
That was it. That was all I had.
Let's all turn now to your right. Look at your right speaker. That's
Hi,
where
everybody.
Dan is. And see if Dan has anything. You have anything?
No, I really don't.
All right, let's shut it down. First segment is officially closed. Today is Tuesday, so Colin Jeffrey joins us. And I always enjoy Colin's segment. I think he works really hard. He works harder, and I'm not kidding. He works harder and puts more time in putting together his six-minute segment than we do on the whole week.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He comes in prepared. He'll tell you what's on TV, what's in the movie theater, what's good, what's not so good, what other people say about it. So that comes up after the 4 o'clock news.
Hey, going back to what days it was, the other day, I guess, all over Facebook, it was Siblings Day.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but people were taking pictures with their, showing pictures of their brothers and sisters. It was all Siblings Day.
Well, there's a Father's Day, there's a Mother's Day.
Yeah.
There's Grandparents Day.
Oh, yeah.
There is actually a day, and I don't know which day of the week of the year it is, it's Children's Day.
Hmm.
Now, how come kids get kind of shut out on that, and that's not a big deal? Like, you get dad something for Father's Day. What happened to us as kids? We didn't get anything for Children's Day. I never woke up and had my parents go, get up. You know what the day is? Children's Day.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, happy Children's Day. But there is a day like that. So, Burke's segment is closed. We have something we need to do today, because This just came out, and it's from a Christian author, so it must be on track because he's a Christian and he's an author. His name is Mac Major. We're not gonna spend a lot of time on it now, but I just want to touch on it, and then later we'll talk more about it. But I'm speaking now to every woman who owns a vibrator or any sort of phallic substitute symbol. Dildo is not a word that's prohibited by the FCC, but we choose not to use it. So that is not the word I will be using, is dildo. So any woman who owns any kind of, and it's become so mainstream that you can go into Walgreens now, and I'm not kidding, and buy vibrator. Now, they call it the little rabbit, or some little cute name. They're not really out on display. They don't have the actual replica of the man's, you know.
No.
They just have a little travel vibrator. But listen to me, women, and listen carefully. Mac Major is a Christian author and publisher, and he warned just this past weekend, this is brand new and fresh information, if you are a woman and you claim to be Christian and you use any kind of devices for pleasure, you're walking right through the doorway straight to hell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His quote, direct path to Satan.
Oh, hell yeah.
There he is right there. Thank you, Reverend Mac Major. Here's the quote. He says, too many Christian women are losing their salvation, meaning they're not going to go to heaven because they and I'm going to have to use the M word.
Oh, boy.
I don't like to use it. I've never liked the sound of it.
Oh.
Masturbate.
Whoa.
He says if they do that. And he says you don't even need the devices if you pleasure. What's interesting is he says that's only the case. He never mentions men, just women can't do it.
Oh.
He said they're losing their salvation. He says that, and then there's the D word, dildos, and all of those other sex toys have been used for thousands of years in demonic sex rituals.
Hmm.
He says it's one of the main ways the ancient pagan societies worshipped Satan and demonic gods. I never knew this.
I didn't either.
It is a direct... If you pleasure yourself according to this Christian author, you pleasure yourself, you might as well go ahead and extend your hand out now to shake it with the devil's hand.
Yes.
Because that's where you're going. Amen. Hallelujah, brother.
Essentially, you're allowing Satan...
to mess with you.
Inside you.
That's kind of great.
You went way too far.
Here's what's really interesting. We've been told in recent years, you know, that it's perfectly normal. Here's what Christian author and publisher Mac Major says, quote, "There is nothing normal about pleasuring yourself, and shame, he says, on any Christian that says it is normal."
Then I would ask him, why did God make our arms long enough to, and our hands, you know, to...
Dan, that's a ridiculous. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
There he is, right there, Mac Major.
Oh, man.
You know what we ought to do? Yeah. You got Jimmy Swagger handy getting heaven right
now? Yeah, hold on. Let me get it.
Don't play it yet. Don't play it yet, but we're going to need it. He goes on to say on his website... You should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. These things that pleasure women are of Satan. Oh. He said the city of Pompeii was destroyed because it was engulfed in a culture of pornography, homosexuality, wild orgies, and the worship of a little-known god, the god Priapus. Have you ever heard of this god? This is a Greek god.
Priapus.
He had a huge member.
Really?
Yes. And they worshipped this little god. He was a small god, but he had a giant member, and his name was Priapus. Isn't there a condition called Priapism?
Priapism.
It's a condition like Bill Clinton had.
Yeah, dog leg left or right.
Dog leg, thank you. He says, many of you who are reading this on my website right now have in your possession sex toys. And whether you want to accept it as fact or not, those toys are an open portal between the demonic realm and your own life. And as long as you have those... There's the devil right there. As long as you have those sex toys in your home, you have a doorway that can allow demons to not only access your life at will, but also torment you,
yes,
hinder and destroy certain parts of your life as it relates to sex and your marriage. Jimmy Swaggart, so fire it up, Jimmy.
Wow. I think it's time we all got straight and got right with God. Get rid of those vibrators. Get rid of anything, including your own hands if you have to, if you can't keep them off your privates. Here is Jimmy Swaggart. Take Jimmy.
Heaven's streets are all astir.
Oh, yeah.
As we lift our voice and pray.
Lift up.
Glory will be ready for that coronation day. Angels rejoice as they work with
my favorite
stone,
gospel song ever.
Putting final touches on our eternal home.
At least three, getting heaven ready.
Well, we're getting heaven ready. It won't be long.
Brothers and sisters, listen to me now. Jimmy, if you just take it down a notch, I want to say something to every woman listening, and I mean it. Ladies, you call yourself Christians, but are you really? And of course you're not. If you're using even though your own hands to pleasure yourself and touch your privates, you're headed right for hell. And I'm not talking about go around, take a detour. I'm talking, I need my music in the background. That's the wrong song.
No, I like this one.
Okay. Listen to me, ladies, if you call yourselves Christians. You're fooling yourself, but you're not fooling the man upstairs, because the man upstairs knows everything you do. He has eyes, the 360-degree vision. He sees, he knows, he hears your thoughts, and if you're thinking, even thinking about pleasuring yourself, you might as well just go ahead now and start digging a hole and get a head start, on your trip straight down to hell. Crank it up. Gentlemen, you can do whatever you want. This is just for Christian ladies.
Say it, Brother Frank.
There'll be no sorrow there.
Never get on board.
Better get on board. Oh, there'll be room for you.
Oh, yeah.
You Dan, get the harmonica. Trust, that Lord. Don't pleasure yourself.
So stop it.
I don't care what all the psychologists say about it being normal. It's not normal for women. Dan Strauss, get on the gospel ship. Take it, Dan. Join in. Get on the gospel ship. Yeah.
It's gonna sail away.
Ladies, get on the gospel ship. Put the vibrator down. Put the batteries away. You're gonna miss the boat.
Get on the gospel ship. It's gonna sail away. Just my believing
here today. All right, Jimmy Swagger.
Yeah.
I just think it's very interesting that Mr. Major, the Christian author and publisher, in this whole thing, he never once says that men can't do anything. They can pretty much do whatever they want, but ladies cannot please themselves. They need to be pleasured only by men.
Well,
before we break... What, Dan?
Are we going to start a service or anything?
Thank you. Dan, you read my mind.
Oh.
I know what you ladies are thinking. Well, I'm a Christian. I don't want to go to hell.
Mm-mm.
I need to change my ways. I don't even own but two vibrators, but I'm going to throw them away. Now I don't know what to do with my hands. Well, ladies, listen to me. Nowhere in here did Major Max say you shouldn't experience pleasure. He said you shouldn't give it to yourself with a device, your hand, or anything else. And ladies and gentlemen, especially the ladies, not just gentlemen, we're here to tell you that Dan Strauss, Ian Geist, and myself are here to help you. And we're here to help you no charge. I think to charge you money for this service, I think would be wrong, and I think we'd pay a price on the other side. So you've got urges, you've got needs. We realize that. And we have a solution. It's not in the form of any device or anything that vibrates or anything that lights up or glows in the dark. It's in the form of companionship with us men.
Yes.
Amen, Brother Frank.
So we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than frustration that cannot be satisfied.
We would ask that you send pictures before you show up.
Yes, we would. Yes, we would, Dan. We would. You say, well, why? Why would you want pictures? Because we want to feel, by the time we met you, as if we already know you.
Yeah.
We'll already feel some sort of connection and acquaintance. In other words, you walk in the door for our service, we look at you and go, Mary, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
We know, because we
saw legal reasons, too.
We checked with our legal department.
Yeah.
And they said, legally, you can't do this unless you have pictures in advance. I feel so good about what we just did.
Man, I do, too.
Sharing the word of Mac Major, the Christian author and publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, it's not too late. There's still salvation waiting. You just need to put those devices down. We're going to do some business, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to take your calls. We'd love to hear from you. I've been given the privilege today. I got a little bit excited when I realized what good we've done, how much good we've done. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You can get up to 20% off at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on the Chevy Cruze LTDs. That's in dollars. That 20% is about $4,500. That's a lot off a Chevy Cruze. Johnny Londoff says that they have the most Chevy Cruzes, the LTDs, in stock anywhere, and they need to sell 40 of them by this Saturday night. Now, that's a tall order. You say, Frank, that's impossible. No dealership. My goodness, do you realize, Frank, this is Tuesday? No dealership. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tuesday. No dealership by Wednesday, Thursday. That's only 4 days.
What dealership in this country could sell 40 Cruise LTDs by Saturday? Well, I'll tell you what dealership. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, that's what dealership could do. And you know how they're going to do it? With your help, because you're AM and the PM. And if Londoff says we need to sell 40, then by golly, we'll sell 40. How about this? What if we sell like 43, 44, 50? We can do it. It's the Chevy Cruise LTD, and again, up to 20% off, which amounts to about $4,500. And they want to do it by this Saturday night. And who did he turn to get that mission accomplished? He turned to us and to you, the AM and the PM crowd, because he knows that if he asked something like this of, let's say, another station he's on, where we've told you before the average listening age is deceased, they can't do anything about it. They can't even drive. Those people that listen to that station lost their licenses 15 years ago because they can't hear and they can't see. Our listeners can drive. Our listeners can hear, our listeners can see, and our listeners are loyal, and let's help make this happen. It's a good deal for everybody all the way around. Mr. Londoff's happy, we're happy. Nothing better than a happy advertiser, and you're happy because you got yourself a terrific vehicle at a great price. The Chevy Cruise LTD. More in stock than anybody. Let's make that number 40 less than whatever it is today by Saturday. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Oh my goodness. A friend of mine who happens to be a girl, Michelle, just sent me a text and said, Dan, please have the group say a prayer for me. Apparently, I'm going to hell.
Well, she's another one who must be addicted to those devices.
Yeah. Michelle.
Or to her own hands. Michelle.
Not too late to get on the gospel ship, Michelle.
It is not. And Michelle, I want you to do something. I know Tim Weiland is standing by.
Yes.
Michelle, just put your hand on your radio and repeat these words. I can keep my hands off myself. I can burn or destroy or run over or smash these devices and these batteries. I can and I will. And I will substitute that for the services of Frank, Dan, and Peon. Amen. And now, are we going to Tim?
Hallelujah. Yes, we are. And Tim, we're going to throw it to Tim Weiland. And Tim, I guess Tim wants to be in on this, too.
Well, so, you know what? Now, here's what I want. Frank, how long has it been since you did music radio?
It has been a long, long time, like 30, almost, well, no, no, the 20 years, 25 years.
And when you were playing Jimmy Swagger, you hit the post right on.
I walked it up. I walked it right
you
up.
You did oh, it. Yeah. I mean, it was like you didn't miss a beat.
Like riding a bike, Tim. Like riding a bike.
It sure was. You it know, was kind of cool.
Thanks for noticing.
Hear.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, but that shows me that Tim doesn't care. He was just concerned about Frank hitting the post on the
oh,
song.
Oh, no. I was all for everyone's salvation.
Oh, okay. All right, well, from now on, I want to be called, what's that guy's name, Pyrus or whatever?
Priapus. P-R-I-A-P-U-S, Priapus.
Priapus.
And by the way, Tim, you know what? I actually miss that.
I do, too.
I kind of miss that. Everything's automated and voice tracking. That was a great feeling of satisfaction when you could cue up a record and cue it up right so it hit on time and you walked it up and the vocal started a half second after you introduced it. And when you did it, you went, ah! You sat down in the chair with, yeah, nailed it.
That walking up to where they sing and or you know they start the words and also in rock radio perfect segues. It was an automatic high five. You high fived yourself and jumped
up to it. Especially when you queued up a record and when you heard the last note of a song, you knew to slip cue it about a quarter second before that note. Ooh. So they butted right up against each other.
He's the same. Those days are gone.
They are gone.
They are.
I miss them.
I do too.
How's trying?
Right. We've got some problems. It looks like they may have just cleared an accident or at least moved it off to the shoulder on southbound 55 south of McNutt. Now, traffic is backed up to Highway Z, but it looks like things are starting to get through towards Festus. We have an incident. I don't know if it's an accident or if they're doing road work on southbound 270 just before 55, but traffic is jammed solid now from a little bit north of Gravois all the way through Highway 55. You've got a new crash on Hawkins at Smyzer Mill, another accident reported on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge, and I can see right now from the Earth City Expressway past the Blanchette, things are running pretty slow on westbound 70. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports without having to be in front of the TV. KTBI, Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
How would you like to experience the peace of mind from not having to worry about the daily burden of treating your type 2 diabetes? Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study investigating a treatment delivery system that does not require needles or pills for individuals with type 2 diabetes. This study will evaluate the safety and tolerability of an investigational delivery system that will slowly release a drug called exenatide, also known as Byetta, which has already been approved in many countries for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Potential study candidates are between 18 and 80 years of age and are on a stable dose of liraglutide, also known as Victoza, along with metformin, also known as Glucophage, Fortamet, Glumetza, or Riomet. Qualified study participants will receive all study-related medical procedures and investigational product at no cost, and compensation may be available for study-related time and travel. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis pre-arrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
The Institute of Natural Health is St. Louis's premier destination for natural health care. Tune in to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, and find a better way to achieve wellness.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Dan and Pian, I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but a couple of weeks ago there was a general election, and one of our advertisers ran for alderman and won. Congratulations to alderman of Sunset Hills, Tom Price.
What?
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I didn't use this platform in any way, didn't mention it, didn't say, hey, vote for Tom Price. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm convinced the reason he won, he didn't need to do a lot of campaigning or spend a lot of money to tell people who he was. Once the voters saw the name Tom Price, you know what they thought? Hey, that's the kitchen and bath guy. He's aiming the people. I'm voting for him. So I think Tom probably owes his success, his win for alderman's, that alderman seat, to us. And the reason I want to make sure he knows that is this is step one. What's next? Senator? U.S. Senator?
Oh,
Senator
man.
Price? And then what?
He's just
going to
go right up the ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a rocket.
President Price.
Now, President Price. That actually sounds
good. I know.
And now, from the Oval Office, here's the President of the United States, President Tom Price. Good evening, my fellow Americans. And he'd start the speech with, let me start by saying I owe all of this from the very beginning to the people who are AM and the PM. They are the ones who got me where I am today. What a great speech.
Yeah.
I can hear the speech.
And he can make us like his press advisors
yes,
and stuff like
cabinet
that.
Cabinet members.
Yeah. Yeah.
So seriously, congratulations to Tom Price. You folks in Sunset Hills. I think I said Sunset City or something stupid. Sunset Hills.
No, you said Sunset Hills.
I think you have yourself a really good alderman there. And it was difficult not to slip and go, hey, like a subliminal thing. And don't forget, if you want a new kitchen and bath, vote for Tom Price. Be sure to call. So we didn't do that.
Speak softly and redo your kitchen and bath.
So congratulations, Tom Price. I'm sure you will be a, if the level of work you and your people do on kitchens and bathrooms in any way, is the kind of work and the success rate you have with customers, if that follows through to your constituents, I'm sure there's a re-election in sight, unless you don't want to be re-elected because you've already set your sights higher, Governor Price, if you know what I mean. Now, let's get to his real full-time job, which, of course, is still running. Along with second generation, he's got sons in the business, Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. What's most important is that you remember to make sure the name Price is in, I want to say the company you're dealing with, but I'm a realist, and I know that a lot of people will talk to two or three kitchen and baths. That's okay. Talk to 10 of them if you want to. But if you make sure one of them has Price in the name, I'm a gambler. And I would be willing to put significant money on you'll be going with Thompson Price. I think they do high odds for horses, the racetrack. They do odds on sporting events. I'd say pretty good odds that if you talk to 3, 4, I don't care, 8 or 10 companies, you will probably go with Thompson Price. Now, unless all you're looking for is the lowest price, I promise you, you can find more than one company who will do your kitchen or your bathroom for a whole lot less money than Thompson Price. There are a couple of companies that'll charge you more. You don't want either one of those. You want to get your money's worth, because you can't remodel completely a kitchen and bathroom for $5,000. You can't do it. So you want it done right, and you want your money's worth. That brings us right back to Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in De Pere. It's but less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. As you're going east, it's on the left side of the street, right next to McAllister's Deli. Please go in there. Please tell them your AM and the PM. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. I'd love to take a couple of phone calls. Let's do that. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. John is with us. John, how are you?
Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. How can we help you?
Listen, I want to say thank you for all the public service that you help, and I know you do it because you love your listeners. You put out the warnings regarding the Brenda Lee song at Christmas time to help
keep
the world better.
You're right. We don't. You know what, John? Sometimes I lose sight of what public servants we are and how selfless we are. Mm. You just reminded me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, in regards to this whole thing of trying to get these ladies to avoid their path to hell, growing up in music, I'm sure you heard a lot. There was a lot of songs that were labeled Satan music.
Mm-hmm.
You need to add to your public service to go with this, the 1980 song, the Divinals, called I Touch Myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I Touch Myself.
Yes. Wow, if there was a song custom written, could have been written by Lucifer himself.
Yeah.
It's that song, according to Mac Major.
That's exactly right. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, and thank you for all your service.
John, thank you for recognizing
it. Love you guys.
We love you, too, not in a sexual way. There you go. A listener who sees through the facade of jocularity and, you know, storytelling, and sees that this is a real message beneath everything we do. When we come back after the break, we'll have a little more time to talk and kick some things around. But I got to think, there's a story, it's in the news today, about a woman who stole a ring from a corpse that was laid out in a casket. You know how people walk by and give their life, oh, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
She reaches down and takes a ring off this woman. That's about as low, I guess, as you can get, stealing off a dead person.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you a little more about that story, because there's as Paul Harris likes to say, the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey.
I have a little time, not much, but enough to talk to Bruce. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Tikas, gang. How are you?
Oh, Forte Tikas. My goodness. We're great. That's proof. For those who don't know, that's proof you've listened at least 18 years.
Yeah, you got that right. Even longer when you were with Lee Sherwood. Yeah.
The late Lee Sherwood, I'm sorry to say.
I'm sorry to hear that. I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know he passed away about... about a year ago, I guess.
I don't recall hearing that. I apologize. I'm very sorry.
So what can we do for you?
I was actually in a candy store, and I wanted some red licorice, and I made the mistake of saying I wanted red licorice, and the guy said, well, licorice is black licorice. Everything else is a twist. And I said, okay, well, it's one of my favorite candies. And the guy corrected me again. He said, it is not a candy. And I said, okay, you sell it. And he said, yes, but it's a food product. And I said, why?
What a jerk.
And he said, it's because it's made with flour. So it actually qualifies as a food product. And it's not a candy. I have no clue.
Wait, licorice is made with flour? I thought licorice was some kind of natural root or something.
Well, the licorice flavor is a natural flavor, but the actual twist and what I call candy is actually made with flour. Pull up the ingredients on Switzers or Twizzlers or any of it, and it's actually made with flour.
Wow.
I have no clue.
And where was that accident? When you called in, you said there was an accident.
Westbound I-70, right before the weight scales and Forest Stellers. A car overturned between the outer road and the highway, and there's a tractor trailer on the right lane, and the whole right lane is blocked.
You know, Bruce, I'm glad you mentioned that accident, because I'm going to make a note real quickly. I had dinner the other night with a friend who's a physician.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago, something happened to him That is one of the creepiest, strangest, most bizarre things I've ever heard. I'm glad you said that because I meant to tell this story. I will tell it when we come back after the break.
Okay.
Everybody at the dinner table, I'm not kidding, we were just, our mouths were hanging open when he told this story. And it's true. He's not a jokester. He's a very serious doctor. Hang on because I want you to hear this story, okay?
Sure. Absolutely. Right.
Not, don't like hang on the phone, but just be with us
absolutely.
Afternoon.
Yeah, I'll turn you back on. Thank you.
Bruce, anything else we can do for you?
No, sir. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. There, another great listener, Bruce. Seriously, we had dinner with this guy, and we've been going through some stuff. My wife had a spinal fusion, and she's had some issues now again with her back. It's just been a weird 2 or 3 weeks. So there's this doctor, and he had been so good. I said, would you let us take you to dinner? And then he said, yeah, we're at dinner. He tells a story, and I thought it was going to be a joke. I kept waiting. It's not a joke. Wait till you. And it's along the lines of karma, just eerie, creepy things you will never explain. It is one of the truly great, great stories ever. So that's coming up. And again, that's called teasing to get you to keep listening. Let me sell some windows. Actually, one window name, but as many windows as you want to buy. Whether you buy one or 100, they're $189. Now, there is another company that sells windows for $189. It's not Window World. It's just another company that decided to sell windows for $189 because that's the price of the Window World window. But believe me, it's not Window World. You want Window World, you're going to have to call this number, 314-993-1800, or go to windowworldstlouis.com. There are only two window companies with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. One of them is Window World. It is not an easy thing to get. And you don't keep it once you get it. You have to continue because you could diminish the quality of the product once you get the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. They're not stupid. They're not going to let you do that. You have to requalify when the world does. It is the original $189 window. It is the window with the lifetime warranty that includes the glass breakage, the labor, everything. Window World. Don't settle for less. Don't pay for more when you don't have to. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com or 314-993-1800.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It looks like whatever we had on southbound 270 before 55 is gone. There is a truck on the shoulder, but traffic is still running pretty slow between Page all the way down through Tesson Ferry. Southbound 55 is running heavy now between River De Pere and Rivas Barracks, and westbound 44 stacking up from Compton through Hampton. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Then stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side, and darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Call St. Louis Closet Company today and schedule a free in-home estimate and hear about their 25th anniversary special. 314-781-9000.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside.